with VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Some 20 million French people are preparing to spend their first evening under curfew Saturday, a measure taken by the government after an alarming surge in new coronavirus cases. The 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew came into force at midnight Friday in the Paris region and eight other large cities, affecting nearly a third of the country's population. People will need a certificate for permitted activities, such as travel to or from work, for medical attention, to visit a dependent relative, or even to walk a dog. Those who do not comply risk a fine of 135 euros, while repeat offenders could face fines of up to 3,750 euros. Some 12,000 police officers, in addition to municipal police teams, will be deployed to enforce the curfew. International Criminal Court prosecutor Fatou Bensouda will arrive Saturday in Sudan to discuss the potential extradition of former President Omar al-Bashir, the government's now saying. The toppled president is wanted by the ICC on charges of genocide and crimes against humanity in the western region of Darfur. A delegation led by Bensouda will discuss cooperation between the International Criminal Court and Sudan regarding the accused, a statement from the office of Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok said. The office said that the delegation would stay until October 21st and meet with senior Sudanese officials. Bashir ruled for 30 years until his overthrow on April 11, 2019, following unprecedented youth-led street demonstrations. The United Nations estimates that 300,000 people were killed and 2.5 million displaced in the Darfur conflict since 2003. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.